Isaiah 14. We'll read beginning in verse 12 in just a minute. I've been looking several times. Actually, this is the ninth message on who did hinder. In Galatians, Paul asked the Galatians, "You did run well. Who did hinder you?" And he realized, and I've tried to explain or expound the fact that Paul was talking about more than just the people of the Judaizers. The Judaizers had come into those early young Christians, the Galatians, and had said, "Now that salvation's all right, but you got to have more. You got to make sure you're circumcised, make sure you keep the law and all the rules and the regulations. You can have Jesus, but you got to have more." And they were confused. They were concerned. And Paul said, "You were doing so well, but who has hindered you?" And the point that Paul made, and I've tried to make, is the fact that the devil was behind it all. The devil's working this morning. The devil's working in your life. I have tried to magnify the devil's desire. He wants to hurt God. He wants to hinder God's work and other things I mentioned. I also tried to expound not only the devil's desire, but the devil's devices. I looked several times at different ways the devil fights and the tools and the weapons he uses. I want to look briefly at this thought and then get to my point. I hope that I can spend some time with this morning. I want to look, number three, at the devil's delusion. Look in verse 12, chapter 14. Notice this is the devil speaking. "I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. Yet thou art brought down to hell, to the sides of the pit." Notice what the devil says. In fact, he starts it in verse 13. Let's go ahead and back up. Let's go on back to verse 12. "Thou art fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning. How art thou cut down to the ground, which didst weaken the nations?" Notice. "For thou hast said in thine heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High." That was his intention. That was his goal. That was his plan. He intended to dethrone God. He really thought he could. I'm speaking this morning just briefly now about the devil's delusion. He thought he could win against God. And the verse certainly tells us, no doubt, in verse 15 and all the way through the Bible, "Yet thou shalt be brought down to hell, to the sides of the pit." God said, "You think you can win, but you can't." I'm convinced in my own heart, I really can't show you Bible, but I leave it according to what the devil's doing, that the devil was delusioned then, and he's still delusioned now. Somehow, I believe he thinks he can still win. He's not going to give up. He's fighting with all that he has. And I believe somehow in the back of his mind, he thinks, "I'm going to be able to pull this out. I believe I'll be able to win." That tells me why he's still fighting. If he had come to the point to where he knew, "I'm just defeated, I'm a defeated foe," I believe he wouldn't be fighting quite as much as he has. But I want to say he is defeated. We'll get there eventually if the Lord doesn't come back or the millennium doesn't start. But we're going to try and get to that point where the devil is defeated. But I talked this morning about the devil's delusion, but I want to push on past that because my heart's on this point. Turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 10. 1 Corinthians chapter 10. I am so glad this morning that in spite of the devil, we can look to someone who can give us help. If you don't realize it this morning, the devil's fighting you. Paul said, "Who did hinder?" There's more involved in our lives than just the people and the problems and the things that we can look at and point to. There's more involved in this thing that we're battling this morning than the human realm or the earthly realm. There's something spiritual going on. You're in the middle of a battle. You have an enemy. He's actively at work attacking you. I want to look, I said already, I've talked about the devil's desire and the devil's devices. I look briefly at the devil's delusion. I really would like to have spent more time there, but my heart's on this point. The devil's disappointment. Wouldn't you like to disappoint the devil? Wouldn't you like to foil his plan in your life? Wouldn't you like to have the devil say, boy, I thought I had him that time. Boy, I thought that would work, but it didn't. I would like to disappoint the devil. I'd like to trust God in such a way and get victory over the devil's attack in such a way to where the devil would limp away disappointed. Look in verse 13. There have no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful. What he is saying at the beginning of that verse is you're going to be tempted like everybody else. And the one that's doing the temptation, the one that's doing the tempting is the devil. He is attacking every one of us. But the Bible says God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that you are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape that you may be able to bear it. He says the devil will fight, there's no doubt. But God will give you that you need to get through victorious, to overcome the devil, to disappoint him. This morning, I say it again, I've said it 9 different times now. The devil is after you. The devil is attacking you. And if we're in a battle, and we are, we need to be ready for that enemy when he attacks. We should not lay down and play dead. We should not give up. We should not throw in the towel. We should not succumb to his overcoming of us. We should realize I'm in a battle, and by God's grace, I am not going to lose. I will not give in to the devil's attack. I talked this morning about the devil's disappointment. God said, I will give you that way to escape. Literally, it's a seaman's term, which means to disembark. In other words, to get out on the other side with victory. It doesn't mean he's going to get us away to where the temptation is gone or that there's no battle at all. But he says, I will give you that you need to get to the other side with victory. You escape by winning the battle. Could I mention about the battle? To begin with, if you're going to have a battle, you must plan ahead. Here it says, there is no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. That means we're all under the attack. And if we are under the attack, we need to plan beforehand how we're going to handle the attack when he comes. I mentioned that by saying this, our strategy before the attack. What can I do now to be ready for him when he comes in the future? I don't know what we'll face tomorrow. Don't know what you're going to face this afternoon. The worst battle you ever face may be today or tomorrow or this coming week. I have no idea. The worst attack from hell that's ever come in your life may be on the way. Before that comes, you must prepare our strategy before the attack. What do we do before the devil comes? What do we do before the temptation comes, before the tempter comes? Well, I want to say, first off, God has a right to say what's wrong. There's some things in this Bible that God says is wrong. And that the devil will tempt us with is that God says is wrong. And God has the right to tell us what is not right. If he says it's wrong, it's wrong. I cannot live as I please. I cannot do as I please. We must go by what God said. And if God says it's wrong, whether the devil tempts us to do it or not, whether I want to do it or not, whether it seems right to me or not, God has a right to tell me what's wrong. And therefore, we must go by what God says. Now, the devil will try to get you to do what's wrong. He will try to get you to do what's wrong. And that's the attack I'm talking about this morning. Our strategy before the attack is this. I know the devil's going to do his best to get me to do what's not right, to do something that displeases God. Therefore, before he attacks, we need to watch and pray. Isn't that exactly what Jesus said? Watch and pray that you enter not into temptation. He said before the tempter comes, before he ever attacks, watch. Keep your eyes open because he's around. Keep your eyes open because he's watching you. You better watch for him because he's watching for you. He said, watch and pray. He said, get a hold of the God who can help you. Ask God to help you, to give you grace. I'm talking about the devil's disappointment. I sure would like to disappoint him. How can I do that? By winning the battle. If I'm going to win the battle, I must be ready for the battle before it comes. Our strategy before the attack. He said, watch and pray, for the spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. We need to realize how weak we are. Now our spirit, that Holy Spirit, that God part of us, if we're saved, there's some strength in that. But we also have that old nature that is very weak, and the devil will put before us that exact thing that our flesh desires. I'm telling you, we need to realize before the attack comes, there's somebody coming with something that God said is wrong, that God said isn't right. And that one who is coming to attack me is going to try to get me to do what is wrong, that will hurt my God. The strategy before the attack, before the devil ever comes. I say this morning, before he ever attacks, don't lower your guard. Don't ever relax. Don't ever think you got it made. The verse right before this said, he let him that thinketh he standeth take heed lest he fall. The verse right before the word about temptation tells you, don't you dare think you've got her made. Don't you think you're stronger than the Satan, because you're not. You'll fall if you think that. Before the attack ever comes, we need to be ready for the attack, to where when he does attack, we won't be defeated. That's what a strategy does of war. That's what the captains do. That's what the people, the generals do. They get out in their little room and they lay down the maps and they plan their strategy before the attack ever comes. That's what I'm suggesting to us this morning. As much as possible, avoid any areas of temptation that you can. Hey, in Deuteronomy 7:25, the word of God says, the graven images of their gods shall ye burn with fire. Thou shalt not desire the silver or gold that is in them, nor take it unto thee, lest thou be snared therein, for it is an abomination to the Lord thy God. God said to his people, when you go into that land and you defeat those people, they've been worshiping gods and worshiping idols, and those idols, those images of gold and silver are there. And when you defeat the enemy, those images will be yours if you want them. But God said, hey, those were gold images. They were silver images. And that was quite valuable. And God said, don't you take those images to yourself, because if you do, it will defile you. It may be valuable as far as man is concerned, but it's an abomination to me because it is a false god. What's God saying? Avoid anything related to the world. How can I win when the devil attacks me? How can we win? How can we disappoint the devil? Be ready for him when he comes. And I must be doing now, before he attacks, what's needed if I'm going to be ready for the attack when it comes. Avoid everything of the world that you can. If God said it was wrong, don't participate. If God said it displeases me, stay away from it. One of the reasons why so many times we fall is because we stay so close to the world. We're staying so close to the world, it's an easy step into the world. It's an easy step to do it wrong. God said, avoid it. Stay away from it. Do all you can to stay away from the things of the world. The Lord said like this through Paul, neither give place to the devil. Don't even do anything to give him a chance, to give him an opportunity. I'm telling you, he's after us all. And I sure would love to disappoint him. I sure would love to see him run away like a whipped puppy. And if we're to do that, we must be ready before he ever comes, before he ever attacks. We must have a strategy before the attack. I offered some things this morning I think will help us if we'll listen. I think it's good to keep good company. You know, one of the things that'll ruin you as quick as anything, it's associating with folks that'll take you down spiritually. I want to tell you something. You get a good, godly friend that loves to discuss the Bible and discuss the things of God and loves the Word of God and the things of God, it'll bring you up. It'll help you and encourage you. On the other hand, you find somebody who loves the world, they're going to drag you with them. You care for somebody who loves the things of the world, and they're going to take you with them. You be careful about the kind of influence you have and the people you hang around with. I say this morning, before the devil ever comes, we better get in the Word and get the Word in us. Hey, listen, here's what the Bible said. Psalm 119, verse 9, wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. He said, how can I live clean? And he answers his own question by saying, get this word in you and let it live in you. Remember, before the attack ever comes, I'm talking this morning about disappointing the devil. As you may tell, I've got a lot to do and I'm trying to get there in a hurry. Before the attack ever comes, our strategy, before the attack, before the devil ever fights, before he ever comes to tempt, what do we do? I think we ought to think in our heart the consequences. If we give in to the devil, if we say yes to the flesh, there's going to be consequences. And before it ever happens, before the tempter ever comes, before you hear the voice of temptation, before he ever arrives, realize if I say yes to temptation, if I give in to sin, there will be a consequence. I will lose more than it's worth. Sin always costs more than what the pleasure of sin brings. Sin always disappoints. So there's a price to be paid for sin, and it's always, listen to me, always too high. If you say yes to the tempter, if you listen to his words and do what he says, I will regret it. If we say yes to temptation, if we give in to the devil, we will pay with our joy. One of the reasons why so many Christians lack joy is because they don't say no to temptation. They listen to the devil and live as the devil and do as the devil wants them to. And then they wonder, why? Where's my joy? What's happened to my joy? Well, ask David that question. He cried to the Lord. He said, restore unto me the joy of thy salvation. He had lost that joy because of his sin. He had listened to the devil. He had listened to the lies of the devil. And it had hindered his walk. Remember, before the tempter ever comes, before we do it, before we give in, if I do this, I'm going to pay. I will pay with my joy. I will pay with my peace. I'm going to tell you something, peace of God is something that money can't buy. And listen, I'm not saying every time we have a battle, it's because we failed the Lord. Surely not. But there are times that's the reason we lack peace, because we have listened to the devil instead of the Lord. And I say this morning, before we ever give in to the tempter, we better realize one of the things we'll pay is our peace, our joy, our power. We lack power so much this morning. One of the reasons is because we don't listen to the Lord and we listen to the flesh of the devil. And before the tempter comes, before we ever give in to the tempter, before we ever get the attack, we need to realize this is going to cost me more than I want to pay. I'll forfeit his blessings. I'll forfeit his goodness. He won't hear my prayer. That lost loved one I'm praying for, God's not going to hear that prayer if I'm walking in sin. That need that I have, that I've been praying about, God won't answer that prayer if I've given in to the devil. I'm talking about when the devil fights. But before he ever attacks, we need to plan ahead. There's a strategy before the attack. The Lord said, your iniquity have turned away these things. Your sins have withholding good things from you. And I guess he meant what he said when he said what he did. Our spiritual growth will be hindered. We'll be chastened of the Lord. There will be no closeness. We'll not please him. He won't be able to use us. He won't be able to answer our prayer. I'm telling you, there's a cost when we say yes to the temptation. Before he ever attacks, realize, and this sounds awful good right now, that temptation looks awful nice. But if I give in, I'm going to regret it. It will cost more than what it's worth. I'm talking this morning about the devil's attack. Our strategy before the attack. But what about when he does attack? When he comes to you. When he whispers in your ear. When the temptation is before you. When the opportunity is there. When he avails to you that you know and God knows is wrong. But he says to do it anyway, the devil does. Our strategy before the attack, could I mention secondly, our stand during the attack. We need to stand. One thing for sure, you can't win the victory if you don't stand. We'll play dead, lay over, give up, surrender, yield to the devil. We're going to lose every time. It's a battle. It's a battle. And when the attack gets the worst, we need to stand like never before. The most important thing is that we stand. Difficulties will come. The devil will come. The devil will attempt. There's no doubt about that. But when he does, we need to stand. I'll say it again. The devil is telling us to do exactly what our flesh wants to do. And that's why it's so difficult to say no to it. But I want to tell you one thing. If we want to disappoint the devil, we've got to say no to the flesh. And if we do that, we'll be glad that we did. I'd love to see the devil run away whimpering. I'd love to see him run away defeated. I'd love to see him disappointed. I'd love to hear him say, I thought I had her that time. I thought this was going to win against him. And boy, the Lord just helped them. The strategy before the attack, the stand during the attack. What did it say? There have no temptation taken you but such as is common to man, but God is faithful. When the devil is attacking you, your hope is, your hope of help is, your hope of victory is trusting God. God is faithful. And when the devil's attacking us, our only hope is God. We've heard that more than once this morning. We've heard that in what people have said. We've heard that in what people have sung. When your only hope is God, that's when you can count on God. When you know, if God doesn't help me, I'm going to fail. If God doesn't do something in my heart, I'm going to fail. Boy, that's a scary place to be, but it's a delightful place to be because that's when we can trust God and only Him. And I say when the devil's attacking us, we need to trust God like never before. Now, going to throw this in, we all know it, but you know everything I'm saying this morning. The temptation itself is not sin. If you're walking through Walmart and you hear some people talking over to the next aisle and they're mad and they're cussing and they're saying all kinds of things you don't want to hear and it grieves your heart, hey, you hearing that, you can't help. Because you overheard what they're saying, hey, they may come up to you and cuss you out. And if you didn't deserve it, you can't do anything about it. And you hearing those words is not sin. Same thing with the devil. When he tempts you and puts those thoughts in your mind, those thoughts themselves at first are not sin. It's like hearing somebody cuss, and you couldn't avoid that. And we cannot not avoid the devil's temptation totally. So when he comes to tempt you, that temptation itself is not sin. Jesus himself was tempted, and surely he didn't sin. But now what we do with that temptation, How we respond to those words determines whether we sin or not. The tempter will come. That's what I'm saying. He will attack. And when he attacks, we need to realize this is an attack from the devil. And I need to handle it thusly. While he's attacking, stand. Trust the Lord. Resist the devil. The Bible says resist the devil and he will flee from thee. I got an idea that's sort of like what I'm talking about today. Running away whimpering. Being disappointed. We stand against the devil like we stand against an enemy. You don't play with an enemy. You don't bow to an enemy. You don't submit to an enemy. You fight. You stand. You resist. You know the enemy means you wrong. The enemy means you harm. And we need to realize the biggest enemy we have in this universe is the devil. And he means harm to us, and stand against him and resist him. We need to realize, just like the Lord says, he's a devil. He's like a roaring lion walking about seeking whom it may devour. Like that lion devours the lamb out in the middle of the open field. That's what the devil wants to do to you. Use the word of God against him. That's what Jesus did. Jesus himself, the Son of God, God in flesh, used the word of God when the devil attacked him. It is written. It is written. It is written 3 times. Every time the devil tempted him, he responded with the word of God. I want to tell you, get this Bible in your heart. Get you some verses that deal with the temptation that comes in your life on a regular basis. To where when that tempter comes, when he's attacking, at the moment of attack, you got that verse to throw it back at him. There hath no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful. Blessed is the man that endureth temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life which the Lord has promised to them that love him. Give the devil the word of God back. Answer his temptation with the word of God. Hey, the devil doesn't like that. It's like ammonia in the eyes of a dog. Now, if that bothers you, I'm sorry. I'm not endorsing that. I'm just saying the truth. The devil hates the word of God. He can't handle the word of God. And that's why we're encouraged to use it. Our strategy before the attack, our stand during the attack, 3, and I'm done. Our stronghold after the attack. In war times, the generals, the officers have a strategy against the battle. They plan before the battle. I talked about that. Our strategy before the attack. They make a plan, and when the attack comes, when the battle comes, they initiate their plan. I talked about that, our stand, during the attack. But they not only plan ahead and fight the battle, when the battle's over, they have a stronghold. They have captured up to the river. They have captured up to this battle. They have captured up to the fence line. They captured this city. Now, how can we hold this that we have won? We're not going to just defeat the enemy and win the city and then let him come back and take over what we have won. So I mentioned 3, our stronghold after the attack. What do we do to make sure the devil doesn't win back what we've gained? Wouldn't you love to gain something on the devil this morning? Wouldn't you love for the devil to run away whimpering? Our stronghold after the attack. Set up an operation post to where when the attack comes again, hey, he's not going to give up. He's going to come back again. What do I do to where I'm not defeated? As even said of Jesus, he departed from him for a season. I may win today, but the devil's not going to run away and quit. He's coming back. And we want to make sure when he comes back again, that we don't give up what we've won. That's what Paul's saying. You won something. Who did hinder you that you lost what you had won? Our stronghold after the attack, I'll condense it to say 2 things. If you've overcome and you won the battle and you won the battle over temptation and you didn't give in and God gave you grace and the devil got whooped, Don't look at it as though you did it. Don't look at it as your strength. And boy, I did good this time. And I think I've got this thing finally worked out. If you overcome, realize the only reason you overcame is because God gave you grace. Remember the verses right before that. Let him that thinketh he stand to take heed lest he fall. It's verse 11. In other words, we need to realize if there's any victory in my life, it is because of the Lord. And when he gives me victory, I need to give him glory for it. After the battle, our stronghold, after the battle, after the attack, if you've been victorious, give God the glory. If you've failed, it may be to where you gave in. What are you to do? Give up? Get depressed? Quit God? Quit church? Throw the Bible down? Stop praying? A lot of people do. And that's what the devil wants. I say this, I say it quickly. Don't let that happen. If we fail, and we will. If we give in to the tempter, and we will. Don't let that defeat you. It ought to break our heart when we fail God. It ought to break our heart when we do that that displeases our Lord. But when we do, there is forgiveness in the blood. We are, hey, he wants us to run to him and confess. He tells us, come to me and let me forgive you. Please come to me and let me forgive you. I have provided the way of forgiveness. Please come to me, confess to me what you've done, and I will forgive you. If we failed him, if the devil has won, we need to say, Lord, I am sorry I have failed. But I want grace to not fail the next time. Confess it to him, accept his forgiveness. The devil will try and make you wallow in self-pity and make you feel so bad and so guilty. Once you've confessed it, if you really have, it's forgiven. Accept that forgiveness. Rely on that forgiveness. Accept that cleansing. Learn from our defeat. What did I do wrong? How did the devil win? How did I fail? What can I do the next time to make sure it doesn't happen again? I just close by saying this. The devil's after you. For some, he wants to see you in hell because that's where he's going. And up to this point, he has somehow or you have somehow avoided the means of salvation. And I say this morning, don't listen to the devil's lies. Don't let him draw you into hell with him because that's where he's going. There's a way of forgiveness. There's a way of cleansing. There's a new life available for you. There's a new eternity available for you. I beg you to come this morning and accept Christ as your personal Savior and don't let the devil win. For us that are saved, the devil hadn't given up. In his mind, hey, he still thinks, I believe, he can win. That's why he's trying so hard. He's still delusioned into thinking, I can pull this out somehow. So he attacks and he attacks and he attacks. I want to tell you something this morning. We are under the attack of the devil. Wouldn't you love to disappoint him? For that plan, listen to me, that plan that he's working right now in your life to try to defeat you, to try to overcome you. Wouldn't it be great for him to be defeated? For it not to work? For him to say, man, I thought I had them. I thought it was going to work. But God intervened on their behalf. And they won the victory. They defeated me in this one attack. I believe that's possible. I'd love to hear the devil see, because of many of our lies, I thought I had them that time. Boy, I sure am disappointed. Let's stand together, heads bowed and eyes closed. I've shot 14 shotguns this morning.